Okay, let's learn the Lord's Prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. It begins, Our Father, who is in heaven. Say that with me. Our Father, who is in heaven. Think about that. Our Father, who is in heaven. And say it with me. Our Father, who is in heaven. The second line goes, Hallowed be your name. Say that with me. Hallowed be your name. Think about that. Hallowed be your name. And say it with me again. Hallowed be your name. Now let's put the first two lines together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. One more time. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Verse 10 begins, Your kingdom come, your will be done. Say that with me. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Think about that. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And say it with me. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Now let's put Matthew 6, verses 9 and 10 together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Putting verses 9 and 10 together again. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Now finishing verse 10, on earth as it is in heaven. Say that with me. On earth as it is in heaven. Think about that. On earth as it is in heaven. And say it one last time. On earth as it is in heaven. Now let's put verses 9 and 10 together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. One more time for verses 9 and 10. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. The next verse is, Give us this day our daily bread. Say it with me. Give us this day our daily bread. Think about it. Give us this day our daily bread. And say it with me. Give us this day our daily bread. Now let's say verses 9 through 11 together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Now let's say chapter 6, verses 9 through 11 together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Now verse 12 goes like this, And forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. Say it with me. And forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. Think through it. and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And say it with me one last time, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. Now let's put it together, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 12, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. One more time on Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 12. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Now the last verse, 13, goes like this, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Say it with me. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Think about it. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And say it with me once again. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now let's put the Lord's Prayer together, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And now the whole Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.